Morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet Menachos. So we're drawing closer to the end of the Masechta. We have one more daf to go until we finish the 12th parak. We're behind, so we have a little bit more than a daf to go before we finish the 12th parak, and then one more parak to Menachos, and we're finishing about a week from now. And that's good. We start Chulin in just short of a week.
So all part of tracking the sixth quarter, the sixth.
We are in the fifth right now.
Fifth.
We're in the fifth. This is called Kachim. Anything that has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to be here for a while. Meaning Chulin is long, and then you have a number of smaller Masechtas, Krisis, Temura, Me'ila. And then we're going to do Mishnah. We're going to do Talmud. We're going to do Midos. We got some time before we finish. Right, almost a year.
Which one's the sixth?
And the sixth one is Taharos. It has to do with Tum and Tahara. And we cheat. And what we do is we only do one Masechta in Taharos. And there's a whole bunch of them. Kalim is a big Masechta. 30 Prakim is made up of Kalim, but we don't learn that in the Daf Yomi because the Daf Yomi. When Rabbi Shapiro started the Daf Yomi cycle, so he only did the Masechtas to have Gemara. So Taharos does not have Gemara to it, except for one, which is Nida. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing Masechta Nida. But we won't be doing any other Masechtas in Taharos, unfortunately. Okay. All right, we're behind. We're in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's get going. The Mishnah brought a series of cases where a person made a neder, but he's simply uninformed, so it seems. Right? He says, I'm going to bring a mincha, it's going to be made up of barley. Right? Waiting for everyone to congratulate him on his donation. And everyone's looking around the room thinking to themselves, does this guy know anything? Similarly, the person says, I'm going to bring a mincha, but no oil and no frankincense. And once again, he looks around the room as there is silence. Everyone's thinking to themselves, what is this guy thinking? Or I'm going to bring a mincha made up of a half a isaron, half of an isaron, right? You know, it's a discount, 50% off. And again, everyone looks and says, what's going on here? So the Mishnah says, interestingly enough, in all these cases, he's on the hook. Not, of course, for what he said. There is no such thing as a mincha brought from barley. Again, with exception to the sotan, with exception to the omer. But, okay, good, those are the exceptions. There is, outside those exceptions, there is no such thing as a mincha made up of barley. So everyone's looking at him and he doesn't know what he's talking about, but the Mishnah says he's on the hook. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah, the anonymous first position of the Mishnah is he's chayif, he's obligated to bring a mincha. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and we'll come back to Rabbi Shimon in just a moment. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. I don't understand. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Clearly he's uninformed. Clearly he didn't make a correct neder. So why should he be on the hook? So that was the Gemara's question. I'm going to just go back to the Gemara. We'll start the Gemara again. On Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Am I neder Pesach Imo? Yeah, so he's got a neder, but he has the Pesach right alongside it. Pesach is in most cases an entrance. Here it's an exit. He has an exit strategy. It's not such a strategy, by the way. This person is not that informed, not that intelligent. But that's exactly the point. Meaning that when you go over to him afterwards and you say, did you know that mincha doesn't come from barley? Mincha comes from flour. So then he'll say, well, I didn't know that. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have made my neder. That's called the Pesach in the world of Nedarim. If you made the neder based on a false pretense and you were clear that you were made it on a false pretense, and you go to a chacham, the chacham can allow you to escape your neder. So here, it was on a false pretense. It was under the notion that there's such a thing as a mincha that comes from barley. So the Gemara says, so now that you have a neder plus the Pesach coming along right alongside it, so why should he be bound by the neder? So the Gemara says that our Mishnah, although it's anonymous, and we don't normally do this, but Chizkiya says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to assign our Mishnah like the position of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, Tfos Lashon Rishon, which literally means, grab the Tfos Lashon Rishon, grab the first thing that comes out of his mouth. Meaning he said the word Mincha, grab the first thing that comes out of his mouth, hold it, keep it, done. Did not. And the Gemara says, and I will show you a Mishnah in Nazir where Beit Shammai articulates his position. Harini Nazir min a grogeres min a dveila. I'm going to be a Nazir and no more figs. And again, an uninformed individual. What do you mean? Figs have nothing to do with Naziros. It's grapes, it's wine, it's not figs. So Beit Shammai Amrim Nazir. So Beit Shammai says, doesn't matter. He's bound by his neder. Naziros is a neder. Right? It's just another form of neder. Right? In Nashim, you have Masecht and Nazir, and you have Masecht and Nedarim. Back to back. Because Nazir is really just a form of neder. So Nazir Ubeitzil Amrim Eino Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So before I move on to Rabbi Yochanan. Good. So approach number one to our Mishnah is our Mishnah follows the position of Beit Shammai, not Beit Hillel. Now, when the Gemara explains Beit Shammai, what was the Gemara's language? Tfos Lashon Rishon. Right? Grab the first thing that comes out of his mouth. That is not a precise, I translated the words literally. But in terms of understanding Beit Shammai, that's not really what Beit Shammai is predicated on. It's not just simply take the first thing out of his mouth. The Tosfos over here points out, it's really the Gemara Nazir, which says it straight out. Beit Shammai is really predicated on another principle, which is that even though you are Maktish Betos, if you sanctify something and you do so erroneously, right, under a mistaken impression, it doesn't matter, the hektesh still takes, right? That is the position of Beit Shammai. So over here, let's take, we can go either way, we can go in either case. We can go in the case of Nazir, where he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, okay? Now we'll stop the sentence, we'll stop him in mid-sentence. Okay, good. At that point in time now, he has now dedicated himself to being a Nazir. And then he goes on to the second statement. All right, but I'm not going to eat figs anymore. In other words, then what he's thinking is that Naziris has to do with figs. So it could be even that second statement is basically trying to retract his first statement. Doesn't matter. Hektish betos, even though you are maktish something, you sanctified something, and you did so erroneously, it still is going to take, it's still going to keep. That's the position of Beit Shammai. So it's a little bit more than just simply tfos lashon rishon. Take the first thing that he says. It's that Beit Shammai, compound that with the fact that Beit Shammai is of the position that you are hektish betos, have a hektish. That if you're maktish something mistakenly, it still will have the designation of hektish. It's a big chiddush.
Backpedaling doesn't work.
So according to Beit Shammai, backpedaling does not work.
So he has to do both wine and so on plus the figs?
Yeah, right. That's an excellent question. Right?
Just the wine.
Yeah, that's an excellent.
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's an excellent question. I do not know. Excellent. Okay. I'm not sure. Based on the explanation that I just gave, you're totally right. Could be that both are true. Okay, that's Beit Shammai. And
Beit Shammai says the first part is tofes.
Right.
The Nazir. No, about the figs. The figs okay. Because of the.
I hear you. I definitely hear you.
And he has the fig on top of it.
Right. And Beis Hillel.
He's not gonna have figs.
All right. Okay. I'm not sure. And Beis Hillel will tell you no, that the second statement is a retraction of the first statement. You can retract, and if you made a mistake and you've articulated that you made a mistake, so then basically you can go ahead and you can recant from your first statement. Okay, so that is the machlokus between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. So now we're going to go to our Mishnah here in Menachos, and Daf Kuf Gimel, and the Mishnah says, where you make the declaration, you say, I'm going to bring a mincha from Sa'orim. So it could be that Sa'orim is just an attempt to retract his obligation, his personal commitment to bring a mincha, but Chizkiah says no, but our Mishnah falls like Beit Shammai, where there is no such thing as retracting from your statement. Even if when you made the statement, you made it an error, and even if you realize immediately that you made an error, and even if you're trying to retract from that statement that you made an error, doesn't matter, Beit Shammai says, Tfos Lashon Rishon, or as the Gemara Nazir says, Hektish Taos have a Hektish, that you made a mistake, but it's still going to be Maktish. That is Chizkiah's explanation of our Mishnah. It is a big Chiddush. First of all, the whole concept of Beit Shammai, that if you make something by mistake, it's still going to take. That in of itself is a big Chiddush. And then on top of that, to say our Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai, our Mishnah is an anonymous Mishnah. Okay, but it does fit though. Beit Shammai does fit into our Mishnah. Next, Rav Yochanan Amar, we're back into the Gemara. Next, understanding of our Mishnah, Afilu Tema Beit Hillel. No, you don't have to go that far. To say that anonymous Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai, that's too much. Let's back it up. Let's suggest that our mission is going like Beit Hillel. Now, how does that work? The Omer, where he says, he clarifies after the statement, Ilu hayisi yodea she'eino jen kach, lo yisi no der kach, ela kach. Where clarification comes immediately afterwards. Okay, now, that's also a big chiddush because ikar chasam and a sefer, meaning the punchline is missing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. That's all the Mishnah says. But because of our desire, of Yochanan's desire to set up our mission like Beit Hillel and not like Beit Shammai, we're going to have to add one more line afterwards where you look at him and you say to him, my friend, let me help you. Right? You don't bring mincha from barley. You only bring mincha from wheat. And then he says, oh, I didn't know that. Ilu hayisi yodea, had I known that, lo hayisi no dekach elakach, I wouldn't have made a neder on barley, I would have made it on wheat. Okay, fine. So that is the point that he himself has to add after being explained how these things work. And then fine, and then his neder is going to be a neder. Amr chizki, lo shanu eladamar mincha mesorem. Okay. Okay, back to the Gemara. Chizkiya now makes the following qualification of our Mishnah. And that is the following. That in order for all this to work in our Mishnah discusses a case where he says, I'm going to bring a mincha of barley. Okay? Now, we just saw two approaches to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is either going like Beit Shammai, or it's going like Beit Hillel. Now, it happens to be Chizkiya is of the position that our Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai. Okay? Stay tuned to see whether or not he really ends up on this place. So Amr Chizkiya lo shanu eladamar mincha min ha'sa'arim. This would only work if he said mincha min ha'sa'arim, and he said the magic word mincha. Ava Amr mincha min ha'adashim lo. So the Gemara says, but if he said mincha min ha'adashim, let's say he goes even one step further. I'm going to bring a mincha, and it's going to be made up of lentils. Okay. Now that's in terms of how wrong a person could be, that's more wrong. Meaning, because at least barley is, first of all, a grain. Secondly, there is such a thing as a mincha that comes from barley. So at least barley is somewhat understandable how he can think that mincha can come from barley. But lentils is not a grain, right? It's a bean. And for him to make the suggestion that I'm going to bring a mincha from adashim, that's way off the mark. So the Gemara says, Michti. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. This is Chizkiya talking now.
So you can get out of that?
Yeah, right. So this is Chizkiya talking now. Keman amal ishmaite kebe shamai. Ube shamai mishum tfos lashon rishonhu. Mali min asoran, mali min adashen. The Gemara asks a very powerful question. Isn't this the same Chizkiya who 8 lines ago in the Gemara said that our Mishnah subscribes to Beit Shammai? And doesn't Beit Shammai say that basically whatever comes out of his mouth after the word mincha is totally disregarded? So it could be nonsense, or it can be even bigger nonsense. It doesn't matter. Meaning, Tfos Lashon Rishon says he said mincha, that's it. The man is bound to bring a mincha. And he says afterwards, Sa'orim, so what? He says even Adashim, which is even more preposterous. But again, so what? So the Gemara says, I don't understand Chizkiya's qualification. So Hadarbe. So the Gemara says, okay, Chizkiya, after rethinking his position, says, you know what? I take it back. Our Mishnah doesn't fall like Beit Shammai. Our Mishnah falls like Beit Hillel. Well, my time, Hadarbe. Now, what gave Chizkiya pause to reevaluate his position about the Mishnah? I'm a Rava Masisa Kashisa. So Rava says, I'll tell you what gave him pause. The Mishnah is really difficult. My ear you didn't need mincha min ha'sa'arim, and listen to min ha'adashim. Yeah. Yeah. The mincha is trying to demonstrate to us a person who made a mistake. Mishnayos in general like to give us the biggest chiddush, right? That's generally how we view Mishnah. Mishnah is a platform not just to teach us halacha, but to provide for us chiddush, right? And presumably the biggest chiddush. The Mishnah, if the Mishnah were going like Beit Shammai, the Mishnah could have said, the person stepped forward and said, I'm going to bring mincha from lentils. Okay, now that's a big chiddush according to Beit Shammai. But it's true, according to Beit Shammai, he's still on the hook. Because whatever comes out of his mouth, even as something as preposterous as lentils, Lentils have nothing to do with mincha. At least barley does. Barley's wrong, but at least barley's part of the mincha family. Lentils is totally off the board. And meanwhile, why didn't the Mishnah give that example? Right. If the Mishnah were following like Beit Shammai, that'd be the best example to give. But the Mishnah doesn't do that. That alerted Chizkiah to the fact that maybe the Mishnah is not following like Beit Shammai. Maybe the Mishnah is following like Beit Hillel. So the Gemara says it must be that what's happening in the Mishnah is a person is making a mistake, but one which is understandable. So he said Sa'orim, thinking, oh, I know the Sota, I know the Karban Omer, oh, okay, fine, it must be on my own, I could also bring Sa'orim. Now he's wrong. And the point is clarified to him, you know, you don't do that. And then he says, oh, you know, you're right. I didn't mean sorrow, I meant wheat, good and good. Meaning, and that would be all great if the Mishnah felt like Beit Hillel. But if the Mishnah felt like Beit Shammai, why do we go with the subtlety of barley? Right? Say the bigger Chiddush, say Adashim. So Chizkiah goes ahead and he adopts the position of Rav Yochanan that our Mishnah follows like Beit Hillel, not like Beit Shammai. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Min HaAdashim. And Rav Yochanan says, nah, look, I think the Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel, like I explained to you. And I think the Mishnah is even in a scenario where he said Adashim, where he said lentils. So the Gemara says, I don't understand that. Michti. Rav Yochanan Kaman Amar L'Shmaitika Beis Hillel. Look, Rav Yochanan, we already pointed out, when he explains our Mishnah, he says our Mishnah is falling like Beis Hillel. U'Beis Hillel Mishum D'Tayihu. So the Gemara says, and what's Beis Hillel all about? Making an understandable mistake. So allowable error, so to say. Bistar time, but dash time. So barley, we understand. Person can make such a mistake. Lentils? There's no such thing. So the Dvar of the Chizkiah Kamar. So the Gemara suggests, no. Rav Yochanan wasn't addressing himself in his own position. He was going to, he was addressing Chizkiah. My time, Hadart Bay. Look, Chizkiah, I don't mean to confuse you, but let me confuse you a little bit. You started off by saying our Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai, and then you rethought your position and you went and you said our Mishnah is going like Beit Hillel. Why did you do that? Because the Mishnah gave the example of barley, not lentils. Let me give you something to think about. Mishum de lo kitani min adashim. Dilma lomi bai kamar. You know, allow me to take you back to your first thought that our Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai. And you know what? The Mishnah could still be Beit Shammai even in your thinking. How so? Because what the Mishnah could be doing is a style known as Lo Mi Bai Kamar. It's a style that we see again and again throughout Shas. Lo Mi Bai Min Adashin Di Ikal Amir Mahada Havahadar Bei Utfos Lashon Rishon. Because look, let's now put on our Beit Shammai glasses, our Beit Shammai thinking cap, and let's go over the Mishnah. He starts off by saying, I'm going to bring a Mincha. Now, according to Beit Shammai, that's right. He's locked in now to bring a mincha. And it doesn't matter what he says to try to change that. So, lo mi baye, so if he says lentil, that's clearly an attempt to retract. Clearly. Because lentils have nothing to do with mincha. So by him saying lentils, he's basically saying, no. Forget it. I didn't mean that. Like, please, everybody, ignore what I said first. And Beit Shammai says, no, we're not going to know what you said first because Tfos Lashon Rishon, or as Tosfos explains it, Hektesh Tos have a Hektesh. Look, you may not have meant it, but you said it, and you're stuck with it.
Why didn't you say that?
Yeah. But just one second. Ela afilu min hasa'orim nami. But now, when the Mishnah says barley, it's actually, that's the bigger chiddush. Why is that a bigger chiddush? The ikla mamar time ahu de katai. So, because now you could say he's not trying to retract. The man actually made a legitimate mistake, and he really thought that it comes that mincha comes from barley. And maybe if that's really what his thinking was, and there is no such thing as mincha from barley, so maybe that could be expunged. Maybe that could be erased. Not because he's even attempting to retract, just simply because he was misinformed. with an allowable mistake. So afilo hachitfos lashon rishon, and still the chiddush would be ignore what he says the second statement, go with what he said the first statement, and that first statement is binding. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is not trying to, but basically giving Chizkiah more allowance to think it through and say to yourself, you know, it could very well be that the Mishnah goes like Beis Shammai. It's interesting. This is the base medrash. This is a classic base medrash debate where Rav Yochanan himself doesn't buy it. Meaning, as far as his own position is concerned, he believes the Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel, as he himself articulated. But what he would like to do is allow Chizkiah a little bit of, you know, of creative maneuvering to allow Chizkiah to still think that the Mishnah goes like Beis Shammai, because, you know, it is a tenable position. Amar Ziri. Okay?
This is one of the six times we go by Shammai.
No, but actually, believe it or not, that's coming up today. All right? Amar Ziri. Lo shanu ela da amar mincha. Okay? Ziri says like this. New point to consider. In order for our Mishnah to work, meaning our Mishnah says, the guy steps forward and says, I'm going to bring mincha from barley, or I'm going to bring mincha from unrefined flour, or I'm going to bring mincha without oil. So Ziri says, in all those cases, the Mishnah says he has to bring a mincha, he's bound, he's committed to bring a mincha. Either Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai, or Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel. Okay, there were two ways to explore that position. Ziri says you have to say the word mincha, meaning it will not work. Our Mishnah will not work without saying the word mincha. But if he doesn't say the word mincha, no. Meaning, if he comes forward and he says, I'm going to bring barley, without saying the word mincha, then it's not going to work. Meaning. Understandable position of Ziri, because mincha is what frames the whole neder. Right? Then he says the word sa'orim, and according to Beis Shammai, we just ignore it. According to Beis Hillel, we go over to him and we explain to him. Right? It's typical Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel personalities, right? Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai is somewhat of a harder personality. So Beis Shammai says ignore, and Beis Hillel goes and says no. Let's educate. Let's explain. Okay, good. So, but if you don't say the word mincha, so there's simply no context to what the person is saying, and so there's nothing to work with. Avalo amar mincha. So this is the Eri's explanation of our Mishnah. Ziri is assuming our Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Meaning, is Ziri agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan or with Chizkiah?
Shammai.
Even Beis Hillel, if you just say.
Sounds like from Rashi, if I may suggest, sounds like from Rashi, Rashi offers two explanations of Ziri over here, but sounds like from Rashi that he's agreeing with Chizkiah. Right? Rashi writes, the top Rashi on the page, it's first Lashon Rishon, El Adama Mincha. Right, you don't have to go that far in Rashi. Right? Rashi's first words, it's first Lashon Rishon. Right? That we take the first thing that he says. It sounds like from Rashi that Ziri is following the Chizkiah approach, that our Mishnah is going like Beit Shammai.
But it also looks like Rashi has two different gears. Either he says Minhas, or which there are two things to talk about.
Right.
He says Arm, there's only one thing to talk about. And if there's only one thing to talk about, he can't be going like, well, he can go on like either one.
Right, right. Ela Hare Alai Saorim. Right. Okay, so I'll leave that question open-ended. Okay, but anyway, so the Gemara goes on like this. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamer l'halash ma'isa. So Rav Nachman's sitting down and he's going over the whole sugya, our sugya, the Mishnah in Menachos and Kuf Gimel, followed with Ziri's qualification of the Mishnah. So Esver Ravel or Rav Nachman. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, really, Kemach Yavisolus. Our Mishnah says, you know what he said he's going to bring? Kemach. Where's the word Mincha? Right, where do you see Mincha in that statement? So, right, easy give and take. Isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where he didn't say the word mincha? Answer, nah, he said the word mincha. Okay, meaning, right, that the Mishnah over here is just written shorthand. Meaning that even though the Mishnah doesn't use the word mincha in that second case, but that every after the first case, every case after that is just simply written shorthand in the Mishnah. But in every case, he said mincha. Okay, below, and the Gemara is just going to do this for every case in the Mishnah. It's interesting. We don't really gain anything more by going through this exercise again. Hopefully I'm wrong, because the Gemara doesn't... The Gemara
you
would not
have to utter it then. You don't have to say it.
No, but the Gemara is trying to argue that. But then the Gemara says, no, don't take the Mishnah so literally. The Mishnah is just simply written shorthand. Bolo Shem Lavona, Yavi Shem Lavona. I'm sorry, Yavi Shem Lavona. So my love, Delo Amar Mincha. Again, same give and take. Isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where he didn't say the word Mincha? Lo Da Amar Mincha. No, he said Mincha. Chatzi Isaron, Yavi Isaron Shalem. If he said half an Isaron, he's committed himself to bring a full Isaron. My love, Delo Amar Mincha. Again, the Gemara makes a suggestion. Isn't it the case that he didn't say the word Mincha? Lo Da Amar Mincha. The Gemara says, no, he said the word Mincha. Ihachi Ema Seifa. So the Gemara says, okay. What about the last case in the Mishnah? Where he says, Isaron Umechsa. He said, one and a half. Yavishnaim. So now the Mishnah says he's got to bring two. Because again, there's no such thing as halves. So, Kem Damra Mincha, Yichayev Lebi Isaron. Once he says the words Mincha, he's Chayev in an Isaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Isaron, Lo Klum Kamar. So the Gemara says, so, but I don't understand. So, If you're right that he said the word mincha, mincha already commits them to one isaron. So when he says chatzi isaron, so lo klum kamar. So he's not really saying anything. So the Gemara says lo tricha d'amar harei alai mincha chatzi isaron v'isaron. So the Gemara says that last case in the Mishnah, here's how we're going to have to understand it. Although this is going to be a little bit of a, we're going to tweak the Mishnah just a little bit. The Mishnah that Boyd's presented to us is Isaron v'chatzi Isaron. The way we're going to understand it, what he actually said is Chatzi Isaron v'Isaron. Dekem damar mincha yichayev lei b'Isaron. So, because it basically goes like this. He said the word mincha, the default of mincha is one Isaron. Ki amar chatzi Isaron v'lo klum kamar. And then he says the words Chatzi Isaron, that doesn't have any meaning. There's no such thing as Chatzi Isaron. Ki Adam Isaron, and now what he follows up by saying, and an Isaron, now he doesn't say the word and, but it doesn't matter, because he's already on the hook for one. And then he says Isaron, Maisi Isaron Achrina, that is one more Isaron. Ihachi. So the Gemara says, if that's the case in the Mishnah, how does Rabbi Shimon fit in? Last point of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So Rabbi Shimon Potter Shlo is Nadiv, Kederacham is Nadvin. So am I, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Bishitas Rav Yossi Amar Da Amar Afek Ma Dvarav Adamatfis, because Rabbi Shimon goes like Rabbi Yossi, meaning, and we will see this a lot in Temura, right? Rabbi Yossi says that when a person talks, you have to take the totality of a statement, and you do not fracture, you do not segment a person's statement. Meaning, we've been working with thinking along the lines of, take the first thing that he says and that's it. Right? That has been our general approach of the Mishnah. Right? Because generally we suggest the Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shimon says no. When a person makes a statement and there are more than one component of the statement, you must take the totality of his statement. He says one and a half. I don't care how he says it. He says one and a half. He says half and one. It doesn't matter. You always have to look at the totality of a statement. And if he ultimately says one and a half, there's no such thing, so Rabbi Shimon says we could discount it. Because Rabbi Shimon follows the position of Rav Yossi. Okay. You say you want to bring a mincha. So how much flour do you bring? So the default position is you bring one isaron. Not so bad. The volume of 42 eggs. That's still a lot. One isaron. 42 eggs. Okay. How much can you bring? Kind of a funny question. As much as you want. The Mishnah tells us, however, Mitznat Devat Da Mincha Shal Shishim Isaron Umevi Bikli Echad. How much can you bring in one bowl? And the correct answer is 60. 60 is your magic number. We normally talk about 60 in terms of the ratio of Bittel. But over here, though, let's not confuse. This is not an issue of Bittel over here. This is going to be an issue of maximum numbers of Isaron of flour is 60. That's a lot. All right, 60 times 40 eggs. 2,400 eggs. Okay, that's a lot. Before Pesach, we went and we bought eggs in bulk. And we bought a couple hundred eggs, but still. It's not nothing to what a mincha of 60 isaron would be. Now you could put in one kli. Now I'll ask you the question: why is the maximum 60? So it's interesting. If had I not gone over the Mishnah and the Gemara today, so I would have said the answer, which I've been trained to say from the beginning of the Masechta, which is because of oil, meaning how much goes into one mincha. So again, the default is one isaron and one log of shemen, which is about 16 ounces. And the Gemara is basically going to say, well, again, what I've been trained from the very beginning of the year, the beginning of Menachos, is that, well, if assuming we're going to stay with one log of oil, assuming that, I mean, I guess you can add more, we'll talk more about that later, but assuming that you're going to stay with one log of oil, so you 60 isaron of flour can't, if you use more than 60 isaron of flour, that simply will not mix with one log of oil. It's hard to imagine, right, that 60 can actually mix with one log of oil. But if you can imagine that, that's the maximum. Beyond that, it just simply will not work. That's what I'm trained to say. Okay, believe it or not, that's not agreed to by everybody. Or maybe Bikli Echad. We're going to skip the parentheses. Imam Ahare Alai Shishim Ve'Echad, but let's say he commits himself to 61. So what do you do? Maybe Shishim Bikli Echad, Ve'Echad Bikli Echad. So you have to split it up. 60 goes into one Kli and one goes into the other Kli. Right, you could have done 30 and 31, but okay, 60 and one and the other. Shekin etzibra mevi biyamta rishon shachag shechalios b'shabes shishim ve'echad. Dayo liyachishu pachos min etzibor. Pachos min etzibor echad. So the Gemara over here expresses a viewpoint, an interesting viewpoint. Why can I not bring more than 60? So again, I told you it has to do with dilution ratios and ability to mix. And the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the first day of Sukkos. Assuming that Sukkos falls out on a Shabbos. Okay. Now, if the first day of Sukkos falls on Shabbos, you know how much flour you're going to bring? And the correct answer is 61. 60 isaron of flour. Okay, let's do this quickly. First day of Sukkos is is the day of the year where we bring maximum number of karbanos. Okay? The number starts off with 13 bulls. Okay? Each day after that, it goes down one. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. First day of Sukkot, 13 bulls. How many isaron come with every bull?
Three.
Three isaron of flowers of nesachim is brought together with every bull. 13 times 3 is 39. Okay. Right? We are more than halfway there. The number we want to get to is 61. Then on top of that, 14 sheep. 14 sheep is brought on the first day of Sukkos. So how many isaron with every sheep?
One.
13 plus 49. So how's our math for today? That is 53. Okay. Now, two ram are brought. Two ram that are brought on the first day of Sukkos. So each ram is going to get how many isaron? Two. That's another four. 53 plus four? 57. Okay, we're getting close. Okay, what do we want to tack on? We want to tack on Shabbat. Two sheep come on Shabbos from Mosaf. Shnei Kvasim. So one Isaron each, what, 59? Okay, and we want to get to Maris's number. So what are we going to do? So the carbon tamid, right? Tamid in the right one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one isaron each, and that gets us to the number 61. Okay, and that's it. In other words, so when Sukkos falls on Shabbos, now we're looking at, by the way, number of obligatory karbanos, and with it, the maximum number of nesachim. Okay, and that is it. First day of Sukkot is when Sukkot coincides with Shabbos. And that brought us to the number 61. And now, point being like this, you're an individual, it's pasnished, right? You don't speak that language, right? It doesn't matter. You understand. It's just not appropriate that an individual should surpass the amount brought by the tzibor. Tzibor brings 61, you should only bring 60. Now, mind you, of course, that you can also bring 61, but you have to separate. In other words, to put 61 in one kli is an affront to the fact that on the community, on the best day of the year, best day meaning maximum day of the year, the community is going to bring 61. You shouldn't bring 61 in one kli. You should have one less than that. You should only bring 60. That's the Tanakhama's explanation. It has nothing to do with ratios. That has nothing to do with mixing. That's an explanation. Gomar is going to point out in just a moment, that's a funny explanation. It's not, first of all, it's communal. Secondly, they're not brought together. Some are brought in the morning, some are brought in the afternoon. They're from different animals. It's not a unit. It's a strange explanation. Okay, and the Mishnah says it. We're going to learn a braisa a little bit later on this morning. It's going to repeat it. Okay, it requires more thought and more understanding, and I don't have it. I don't have.
Yeah, so no, I don't have a parallel, but like Zavah, you don't say you cannot bring that many animals. You know, like,
it's just strange. It's a strange way. It definitely needs more understanding. Right in the Mishnah. What are you doing? Some of the flour goes to bulls. Some of it goes to sheep. It's not one unit. The ain and nevlalim zaim zed. They're not mixed together. Ela achishim yichon livalo. So Rabbi Shimon says it's all about blila. It's all about mixing. I can't get more than 60 isarin of flour to mix with one log of oil. Amar lo shishim nevlalim v'shishim ve'echad ain nevlalim. So they say to Rabbi Shimon, well, I don't understand. 60, that's the break point. 61, right? You pack your suitcase. We can get one more thing in the suitcase. It's okay. I'm telling you, we can do it. So the Chachamim say to Rabbi Shimon, really 60 and 61 won't work? I'm a Lahem. So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, that's correct. Kol midos Chachamim Cain. There is a point. There is a threshold. And correct. And the Chachamim provide the threshold. And that's it. So in other words, if you have 40 sa, the Mishnah gives the scenario. You have 40 sa of water. Okay, good. That's enough for me to tell the land. You take out a kurtov, a couple drops. You mean to tell me now I can't tovel in this water? Right? In other words, there's not enough water for me in there because I took out a couple drops. Yeah, that's exactly the point. There are thresholds. There's a mount. There's shiurim. And when you give a shiur, so that's it. You're within the shiur, you're good. You're above the shiur, you're no good. Right? Or in the case of mikvah, the other way around. You're above the shiur, you're good. You're below the shiur, you're no good. That's the whole nature of a shiur. When you give an amount, you're at a threshold. Shal she'ela lamala me Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Minayin la'omer harei alai shishim ve'echa mevi shishim b'kli echa ve'echa b'kli echad. So the Gemara over here. Now, what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara's quoting a braisa. Usually the Gemara introduces it by saying the word Tana or Tanya. Okay. Sorry. Expressing my thoughts. Anyway, Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, Rosh HaMedarbin b'chol makom. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, who always was the first speaker, right? There's the Gemara in Shabbos, right? Rashi quotes it. Rashi doesn't quote the whole Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos explains why he was always the first speaker, because he was politically correct. He ends up being the first speaker. So Rosh Hamadaber b'chol makom v'amr shekem atzin etzibar meviim b'yom tov rishon shachag shecholos b'shabbos shishim ve'echad. Dayo le'yachid sheyivchos min etzibar echad. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai gives the explanation that we saw in our Mishnah. That first day of Sukkot, which coincides with Shabbos 61, past Nish, it's inappropriate that we should be giving 61 in one kli. We should go down one. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon v'ala elu parm ve'elim ve'elu kvasim. So here Rabbi Shimon is a little more expressive than he was in the Mishnah, but it's basically the same point. It's not one unit. What are you doing? right? Some are for rams, some are for bulls, some are rams, some are for sheep. Some of them have a very thick consistency. Some of them have a very thin consistency. Eil belilas on shachris, eil belilas on min arabayim. The time it shall shachris is born in the morning. The time it shall bein arabayim is born in the afternoon. Like literally, what are you thinking? What are you doing? That's not considered one unit. The ainir volim is zalza. Amr lo amor atasa. They said to Rabbi Shimon, okay, all your points are excellent. So what do you say? Amr lahem arayu amr v'chol mincha bulah b'shemen. V'chareva kvar amr Torah have mincha shiachol alehi valel. You have to be able to mix the flour and the oil. More than 60 isaron is not mixable with the oil. So Amr le'bishishin nevlan bishishin ve'achad nevlalin. And here in this brisa, I'm going to call it a brisa, I'm assuming. In this brisa, same give and take that we saw in our Mishnah. Really? 60? You can't do 61? Amr lo. Kol mitu chachamim kenu barabayim sa hutova barabayim sa chasar kotov enu yecholit bo. And here, more examples of shear of threshold. Kebetza metame tumas ochlen. Kebetza chaser shumshum. Ein metame tumas ochlen. Right? Food. How much food do you need in order to transmit tuma? A betza. What if you have less than a betza? Even if it's just a little bit less than a betza. Doesn't matter. You don't have a shear. Shlosha al shlosha metame mejus. Shlosha al shlosha. A swatch of cloth of 3x3, it gives off tumas medras, meaning if a zav were to sit on this cloth, he would convey tumas medras. If it's less than 3x3, even by one thread, it doesn't convey tumas medras. So in other words, the answer is very simple, shear. The answer is shear. So v'chi ein nevlal amai havi. So the Gemara says, v'hatanan im lo bala kasher. So the Gemara says, I understand. Really, we also know, right, as one of as basic law that they don't have the oil and the flour doesn't have to be mixed. I'm a Rabbi Zera. Here we go again. The famous line of Rabbi Zera that we've seen again and again. Kol haray labila in bila ma'akeves, but bo v'chol she'ino haray labila bila ma'akeves bo. You need potential. It has to be mixable. You don't actually have to mix it, but it has to be mixable. So Amar Abibi, Amar Rav Yishuv, Malevi, Maisa, Bepray, Da'achos, Shabbat, Rebbe, Shemesa, Vishira, Chochamim, Mazdama, Berevius. There was an episode once by Rav Yishuv, Malevi. Rav Yishuv, Malevi is the one telling the story. There was an incident once where a mule of Rebbe dies, Vishira, Chochamim, Mazdama, Berevius. And they measured the amount of blood, and they found that there was a revius, a quarter log of blood from the mule, and so they said it's tummy. Now let's understand this a little bit better. Carcass of a dead animal gives off tumma. But the carcass of an animal gives off tumma, it has to be a carcass of flesh. Right? When we talk about tumas nevela, it has to be the flesh of the animal, the muscle of the animal, right? Not the bones. And presumably not the blood as well. And meanwhile, he came into contact with the revius of the blood, and they deemed him to be tamei. Meisav Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, hey Rabbi Yishuv ben Bisera, al dam nevel shu taor. So there was edus, testimony, given by Rabbi Yishuv ben Bisera and Rabbi Yishuv that the blood of nevela is tahor because it's not carcass, it's not flesh, it's just blood. The Amr of Yeshua ben Bisera, Maisavayu Nochrin Arodios La Arayos Bi Istaria Shamelech. That is a serious tongue twister. They would kill donkeys for lions in a Bi Istaria Shamelech in this municipality. Vayu Ola Regalim Shokin Adrech of Oseham Bedam. And pilgrimage. Right, Aliyah Larego, people who wanted to go to Yerushalayim were wading through the blood of these killed donkeys. Okay, wow. Now it's a strange imagery, but the point is like this: blood, right? And now, and a lot of it also, right? Knee deep in blood, and velo amr lahem davar, and they were allowed passage into Yerushalayim. Now we all know that if you're tamei, you can't walk into Har HaBayis, you can't walk into. They certainly can't go into the Azara.
Wasn't it a routine for people to go in the mikveh anyway?
Yeah, yes, but the point is that because of their contact with the blood, they didn't say to them, you're not allowed passage.
Right.
You're right. You're right. Everyone went to mikvah before going to Yerushalayim. So Ishik, Amale Razrika, my Tamalo Kamahadar, Mar. So right. So that's, in other words, so that story you told about Rebbe and the donkey, so that's a great story. But meanwhile, we know Mishnah Avios, Rabbi Yoshua ben Becerra, and Rabbi Yoshua, they both say that the blood that comes off of Nevela doesn't give off tumah. So what do you do about that? So he didn't know what to do with that. He was quiet. So Ishtik. Amalei Rav Zrika, three lines from the bottom of the page. Amalei Rav Zrika, so says Rav Zrika to him. So my time alo kamahadar mar, really you have no defense? Like that, in other words, right, he gets you with a mission in Adios and you have no defense? Amalei Hechadulay, the Amr Rav Chanin. And he says, I'll tell you what. I'm not in a position to answer. Right? I don't have my physical strength about me. I don't have my mental strength about me. I don't have the ability to answer. The Pasuk says, it's in the Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo, Vayu Chayecha Tuluyim Lach Mineged. Right? Your life is literally suspended in front of you. And the Gemara Darshan, Zalokech Tvua Mishana Lashana, somebody who doesn't have property on his own and has to buy grain. Okay, and when you have property, so that's security, meaning you know that the grain that you're going to eat is growing out of your land. If you have to actually buy grain, can you imagine? That's every one of us here in this room. If you have to actually buy grain, so upachadat alayla v'yomam, and the pasuk, the Tochacha goes on, and it says, and you will be afraid both night and day. Zelokeft v'omei erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. That's somebody who buys grain on a weekly basis and doesn't surplus grain. Again, that's all of us here in this room. That's not true. We have more than a week's worth, but not much more.
More than a week's worth of food?
And this is all Tochacha.
Yeah.
Ve'al ta'amin bechayecha, and you won't even believe in your existence. Zeh ha'somech al ha'palter. This is somebody who needs the baker, meaning has absolutely no grain whatsoever in his house, and he needs to go to the baker in order to buy his bread.
That's his real estate right now.
This is all Tochacha. V'ahu gavra al patra samech. And he says regarding himself, right? In other words, this is klala, so he doesn't want to speak about himself in first person, so he speaks about himself in third person. So he says, and that person, meaning me, al patra samech, meaning I'm that guy. I'm that guy who I need to go to the baker daily. I don't have any security whatsoever. I don't have any assurances that I'll have what to eat from one day to the next. So, that's what I struggle with, right? And you're asking me to defend a position. In other words, you want my head to be in learning if I got to worry about that, right? It's hard. So, my Havi Allah, so I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Maryina Debe Nisiyah Hava. So the Urle Kishmaita, Rav Yehuda was the posek of the Beinasi, right? The Beinasi, right? The prince's house, right? The head of the Jewish people. So the posek was Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda, how is he going to paskin? Well, watch. Did none Rav Yehuda Amar Shisha Dvar Mikol Beis Shammai Mechomer Beis Hillel. Six times, where Beis Shammai is a Mekel and Beis Hillel is a Machmir, meaning generally speaking, Beis Hillel is the Mako, and Beis Shammai is the Machmir, but six times that Beis Hillel is the Mako. I'm sorry, Beis Hillel is the Machmir.
Is this after the first story or before the first story?
This is, as we'll see in just a moment, probably concurrent. Beis Hillel dam nevelos, Beis Shammai, I'm sorry, Mikol Beis Shammai mechomer Beis Hillel. Dam nevelos, Beis Shammai mitarin, or Beis Hillel mitamin. So when it comes to the blood of Nevela, so Beis Shammai is Mekel, like we saw Rabbi Yoshua ben Becerra and Rabbi Yoshua, right? And meanwhile, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel is a Machmer. Now, I'm Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, Afka Shetima Beis Hillel Otima El Berevius. Now, it's not just blood, but specifically a quarter of a log of blood. Why that amount? Because that blood can congeal. And that blood can, if congealed, when congeals, turns into a kezias. Meaning that in the world of Nevela, blood is treated like carcass of an animal. And so consequently, that blood is viewed as flesh. How much carcass, how much nevela do you need to give off? Tumah? Kezias. So how much blood, we basically need a conversion. How much blood do we need? The amount of blood that when it congeals will turn into kezias, which is a revius. Okay, let's do a little bit more for this morning.
But we hold like Shammai.
And here, it seems like we go like Beit Shammai. Right? Even though Rabbi Yehuda was Machner.
That's where we're making like Beit Shammai.
Right.
That's where Beit Shammai is Mekel.
Beit Shammai is Mekel.
Which one is this on the count of six? Do we know?
I don't know. It's a Mishnah Nebios. We could look up the Mishnah Nebios. Amos Navdin log Shnaim v'chamisha v'amis Navdin shlosha v'arba v'shisha u'mishisha u'lamala. Okay, you want to bring oil. Sorry, I didn't mean that. You want to bring wine. This is the wine discussion. Oil is the last discussion. We're not going to do the oil discussion. You want to bring wine. By itself, independent. So, so you can. How much wine do you bring? So your numbers are basically set for you. Meaning, we know that you're basically three different sizes of animals. Sheep, ram, and bull. Three log go for a sheep, four log go for a ram, six log go for a bull. So your magic numbers are 3, 4, and 6. Okay. Now, just a little bit of math in the next couple of minutes. Okay, so one log is out of the question because there's no such thing as one log of wine. Two is out of the question because there's no such thing as two. Five is out of the question because there's no such thing as five. Okay, so your numbers are 3, 4, and 6.
Can you go more?
After six, you can do any number above six. Because if all you have are your numbers 3, 4, and 6... So that will give you a permutation of any number greater than 6. Okay. If you like math, you totally understood what I just said. If you're not a fan, so then you're going to struggle. 7 is 3 and 4. 8 is 4 and 4. 9 is 3 and 6. And you can keep doing this, and you're going to find, and obviously as the numbers get bigger, it'll be easier. Right, to come up with permutations as with your numbers of 3, 4, and 6. So the Mishnah says, let's go back over the Mishnah. Amos Nadvin Lok Shnaim V'Chamisha. So 2 and 5 are no good. Avamis Nadvin Shlosha V'Arba. But 3 and 4 V'Shisha U'Mishisha Lamala. And anything above 6. Okay. Ibailu Yesh Kevel Nesachim and Kevel Nesachim. The Gemara's question goes like this. Okay. I now understand that you can offer wine by itself as nesachim, that's fine. And in terms of amount, the Mishnah was pretty clear. It's got to be a number that is benchmarked already in the Torah. The numbers of 3, 4, and 6, or combination thereof. Is the number that you provide a fixed number? What does that mean? Hechidami. Kegon da'isi chamisha. Let's say, for example, you say, I'm going to bring 5. Now, we just learned in our Mishnah, five is not a number that is benchmarked. So, but if 5 is not a fixed amount, meaning here's what you can do. 4 of that 5 you can offer because 4 is a number. 4 is how much you would bring if you would have brought a ram. And then what do you do with that last log? Nedava, give it as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll talk about what they're going to do.
The original thing in Nedava itself, anyway.
Huh?
The initial 5, isn't it in Nedava itself? Anyway?
Correct, but you can't give 5 log because there's no such thing. So the breakup would be 4 and 1. V'yamar geish kevel nesachim. But no, if you say 5, you're fixing it at 5. So adam amala lohu lo karvin. So that means that right now you can't divide the 5 into 4 and 1, and you can't bring the 5 by itself. The best thing you could do is add one more and offer it as 6. So my Amar Abaye Tashma. So Abaye says, well, I thought our Mishnah is clear about this, because our Mishnah says Shishal and Adava V'Arminin Keneged Me Keneged Moster Chatos Moster Hashamos Moster Hashem Nazir Moster Hashem Etzor Moster Kinem Moster Minchas Chote. The Mishnah in Shkalim talks about six of the 13 pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were for they were for excess. And the Mishnah gives a whole list of excesses. Excess chatas, excess hashamos. I'll tell you what, we're just going to run through it right now. I'm going to gloss over it right now. Give me just a couple days, because later on we're going to go over this again. The six pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, just for our purposes right now, imisa litkin shofar achrina kineged mosen esachim. If you're right that five can be broken up into four and one, and one could just be brought as an adava, so shouldn't there be another pushka in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says no. Hanach l'ndava sibur azle hanashchicha efshe demitzarfe demar u demar behade hadade. Gemara says no, that doesn't require pushka, because excess wine, it's very easy to just simply add it on to somebody else. You don't have to. We don't need a pushka to. We don't need to put. You don't need to put it away. I'm sorry. Behade adad v'karvi. I'm a Rav Tashma. Ezra Chmalam Mishem is not din esachem v'kama shlo shalugin and minayin shim rasa laosif Yosef tamalomer yiyem yachol yifchos tamalomer kacha. So we learn now from the word ha ezrach, a person can bring by itself wine. So three and above, not less. My Yosef ilam arba v'shisha maishna shlosh dechazul keves arba v'shisha namichazul ayil par. Now it says that you're allowed to bring more. Now, when we say more, we can't mean four and six, because those numbers are precedented. Elalav chamisha. When it says more, it must mean one more, which is five. Ushmamina in kevel nesachim shmamina. And that means, how can you bring five? Because what we'll do is we'll divide it. Four will go towards your nedava, and then one you'll give as a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. Amar avashi v'hanan lo tanan hachi. Amos Navdin Lok Shnaim V'Chamisha. So Rav Ashi says, why don't we just go back to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says five is not good, and you're saying five is good? So, and not only that, but the Mishnah says five is like two. Two is out of the question, no good. Shouldn't we say the same thing by five? So Katani Chamisha Domi Deshnaim, Ashnaim Delo Chazu Klal, Av Chamisha Nami Delo Chazu Klal. The Gemara says no. I know the Mishnah talks about two and five in the same sentence, but they're two different things. Two is out of hand, no good. Five can be divided into four and one. Am Rabbi Tim Salomer in Kevel Nesachim, Ha in Kevel Nesachim. Im Tim Salomer Yesh Kevel Nesachim. Look, let's assume right now that there is Kevel Nesachim, that the amount, the number you give is a fixed amount. Anasar Pshitali. You say 10, right? We all understand. 10 is a combination of 4 and 6. Okay, that I get. But achadasar mibayile. But what if the person says 11? Okay, what if the person says 11? My garvelish parm kamichavein. Did he say 11 meaning two bulls? But two bulls, of course, means 12. And va'adim amale luhu lo karve, and that means that he's got to bring another log. Odim l'shnei elim v'keves echa kamechavin. Or at 11, was he thinking, oh, of course, right? Four, three, and four. Right, obviously. So tre mechad mina v'chad mina mina amrinan o lo. So in other words, when the person says 11, like what's, can we try to figure out his thought process? Was he thinking same type of animal and he needs to add another log? Or was he thinking different types of animal to get to his number 11? Teiku, the Gemara says, I'm going to leave that question unresolved. Okay? And that's only assuming yesh kevel nesachim, that there's a fixed amount for nesachim. Okay? Wine, all right, we finished up our discussion today about neder, the neder discussion today, Beit Shammai versus Beit Hillel. Discussion today regarding wine, right? Numbers regarding wine as well. Tomorrow we're going to finish up the perek oil, right? All right, classic oil discussion.
And you can't say two is one and one, because one of them has to be something.
All right. That's the assumption going in. Okay, and we'll say kaddish.